The mayor of Silverton, Oregon is one of a kind. Stu Rasmussen is the nation's only transgendered mayor. It's a distinction that generated international headlines and even a protest by the anti-gay group Westboro Baptist Church. Now Rasmussen's saga has a new twist, a musical about his life. It's hitting the stage in Seattle this summer. Correspondent Chris Lehman has more.
In a small rehearsal room in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, longtime actor Mark Anders is preparing for a role like none he's had before.
Well, there's cross-dressing in it, which is new for me.
Anders has the lead in Stu for Silverton. Stu Rasmussen is and remains a man, but he dresses like a woman and has breast implants. You can see how this might lend itself to an interesting stage production. One scene is in the mid-1970s. As a young man, Rasmussen had an epiphany watching the cross-dressing movie Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's a man in women's underwear. What I see in front of me is the kind of man I want to be. I feel like I'm alive for the first time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
But Stu for Silverton is as much about the town of Silverton as it's about its mayor. The opening sounds an awful lot like our town, as a narrator extols the virtues of this small farming community.
A town named for Silver Creek, which flows just south of Water Street. A geographical trivium that should surprise no one.
Listen close. Go on. You can hear the water rushing.
Here's the real water of Silver Creek rushing through town. I came here to Silverton to talk with Stu himself. He remembers the day he got a phone call from the director and creative force behind Stu for Silverton, Andrew Russell.
When I hung up the phone after having that conversation, I looked at Victoria and said, "You're not going to believe this. There's a guy on the phone who wants to do a musical."
Victoria is his partner of more than 30 years, who's supported Stu's transition. I met up with Stu in front of a downtown coffee shop, where he's munching on a cream cheese bagel and doing a crossword puzzle. He says his response to the idea of making a musical out of his life was basically, go for it, with one caveat.
I wanted to be sure that Silverton was treated fairly, that, you know, this is a great town and we're not going to be made fun of, we're not going to be insulted.
There's a reason why Rasmussen is so fond of Silverton. It's not just because he was born and raised here. It's not just because in 2008 the town elected him the nation's first transgendered mayor, then re-elected him. Then re-elected him again. There's more. Stu also loves Silverton because of what happened after this guy came to town.
These folks hate Stu because they will not by any means warn him about the sin that's taking him to hell.
That's Jonathan Phelps of the anti-gay Westboro Baptist Church shortly after the 2008 election. Rasmussen knew the Kansas-based group was coming.
My response was, well, you know, the best thing we can do is just ignore them, and then they'll go away. They'll collapse under their own weight. Apparently, the town was not going to have any of that.
The people of Silverton flocked to Stu's defense. Some of the men even wore dresses as a sign of support. Bill Jones held a sign that said, "Jesus loves Stu."
I just want people to know that in fact, Jesus did not preach any kind of hatred or judgment, and that he loves everyone.
That showdown took place just down the street from where I'm interviewing Stu Rasmussen now. And as he tells me the story, tears fill his eyes.
Sorry, it's 4 years, 5 years now, and I still tear up when I recall the events. Just an amazing town, an amazing response. I love it here.
A few weeks after I covered that protest, I got a call from the producers of the public radio program Radiolab. They were doing a story on Stu and wanted to know if I could send them some tape. So I did, and guess who eventually heard the piece? Yep, Stu for Silverton director Andrew Russell.
I remember very vividly where I was biking and listening to the story at the time. I was living in Manhattan, and it was right along the Hudson River.
What struck Russell most about the saga of Stu Rasmussen was not the cross-dressing or the protesting. It was the fact that after all these years, Stu still lives in Silverton.
I grew up gay in the Midwest, and my psychology was always, okay, well, I will one day leave. I will go to the East Coast, and then I will finally be myself. And never had it entered my mind that if I just stayed put and trusted in the love of those people around me, that they would come round.
Silverton, God loves Silverton, every morning dawns the
So in the end, says Russell, Stew for Silverton isn't really about someone who decided to get breast implants and dress up like a woman. It's about everyone who's ever felt different and decided to embrace it. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.
From this crowd, Silverton, thank God I live in Silverton, Silverton, Oregon.
Methodist, and I do like that sound loud as